Good morning. The front that brought the showers off and on through the afternoon yesterday into the evening hours is now tracking through New England. All of the steady rain is in the eastern part of New England and working its way off the eastern seaboard this morning, while the rest of the region begins to dry out. Still with the moisture at ground level hanging on, we have areas of patchy, dense fog in spots this morning with visibilities in some cases lower than 1 mile. Other locations are already seeing some sunshine breaking out, and the sun will mix with clouds through the afternoon as high temperatures will be up into the 70s to right around 80 degrees. A weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere still has to rotate through today, so we do run the risk at a couple of passing showers, maybe a quick thunderstorm, but any precipitation will be moving through rather quickly and will be widely scattered. Overnight tonight, it'll generally be dry, but another disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will sweep through late at night and first thing tomorrow morning. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and we'll have a few showers developing in the pre-dawn hours and lasting into sunrise tomorrow. Overnight lows will average around 60. For tomorrow, after the morning showers move out, we'll have a return to sunshine during the day. It'll be breezy and comfortably mild, with highs again near 80 degrees. Yet another disturbance will head our way for the day on Sunday. We'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds throughout the day, but as that disturbance approaches, there is the chance that a few scattered showers or maybe even a thunderstorm on Sunday afternoon. Generally dry weather otherwise, with temperatures in the mid-70s. On Monday, mostly sunny and mild in the lower to mid-70s, so relatively cool for this time of year. And on Tuesday, staying dry with a mix of sun and clouds and high pressure in control, with highs back into the middle and upper 70s. Another disturbance looks to head our way for the midweek period next week on Wednesday and Thursday, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise partly sunny skies as highs start to climb near 80 on Wednesday and into the lower 80s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the central and northern high plains into Missouri. Damaging winds and large hail will be the primary threats, although isolated tornadoes are possible over the northern portion of the risk area in Kansas and Missouri. And a nearly stationary trough of low pressure, the remnants of Dorian, is located about midway between the southeastern Florida Peninsula and Andros Island in the northwestern Bahamas. Associated thunderstorm activity is beginning to show some signs of organization in radar and satellite images, and gradual development of this system is possible before upper-level winds become unfavorable over the weekend. This disturbance is forecast to move slowly toward the northwest and north, bringing clouds, showers, and gusty winds to portions of the northwestern Bahamas and the coastal waters of southeastern Florida today and tomorrow. After that, the disturbance is expected to move toward the north-northeast and become associated with a front off the southeast coast. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Lubbock, Texas at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Toluca, Mexico at 6:34 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light drizzle and fog, 46 degrees, with a west wind at 10 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 38 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 62 degrees, the dew point 60, 93% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 29.84 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 64. The average temperature, 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.02 inch of rain yesterday, that's also the total for the month, which is 0.11 below normal so far in this early stage of August. And 28.83 inches for the year, which is 6.01 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 5 cooling degree days yesterday, that's also the total for the month, and for the season, 548. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 97, set in 1975, and the record low, 45, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:14 p.m. 14 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mixture of sunshine and clouds with the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm this afternoon and highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers moving back in by morning and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds with a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm this afternoon, and highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, with showers moving back in by morning and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning shower, then increasing sun, breezy, pleasant, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower Sunday afternoon in the mid-70s, lower to mid-70s despite mostly sunny skies on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, mid-70s, upper 70s on Wednesday and lower 80s on Thursday, both days with a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.